where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Some lengthy waits are reported on the Blue Water Bridge today. Cars are waiting up to 45 minutes and trucks were waiting up to 90 minutes late this morning to cross into Michigan. Traffic is backed up past Christina Street. Vehicles coming into Sarnia on Highway 402 should be prepared to slow down or stop. The first step to create a national universal pharmacare was taken this morning. The Federal Liberal and New Democratic parties tabled a framework bill that includes a plan to cover diabetes medications and contraceptives. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh called it a historic day.
How many people have to spend thousands of dollars out of pocket because they have no coverage for the diabetes medication or devices that they need? For people who need birth control and can't afford it, who line up at women's clinics for hours to get contraception or birth control medication. I want to say to people across this country, it does not have to be this way. We have now program soon to be in place that's going to make sure it's free.
The two parties had been in a stalemate for months over the wording and the number of drugs they plan to launch with. The NDP announced they finally clinched the negotiations late last week. The federal government has announced $50 million in funding to support pre-development work for new nuclear generation at Bruce Power. Natural Resources and Energy Minister Jonathan Wilkinson and Ontario Energy Minister Todd Smith made the announcement this morning at the Canadian Nuclear Association annual conference in Ottawa. Wilkinson says it's part of the government's plan to build a net zero economy. Lambton Shores transit programs are getting a funding boost from the Ontario government. Nearly $254,000 has been announced through the Community Transportation Grant Program for the inter-community bus service and local bus service. Lambton Shores Mayor Doug Hook says the funding is a top-up from a five-year grant that expires next year and will be directed toward operational costs.
That's the cost of fuel and servicing and drivers of the bus.
$64,000 of the funding will be directed to the bus service that travels from Sarnia to Lambton Shores. The clock is ticking to buy tickets for Imperial Theatre's 50-50 cash lottery. The deadline's 11:59 p.m. The prize is now over $30,000. The capital campaign will focus on equipment upgrades at Imperial Theatre, as well as a centennial legacy project to rebuild Theatre Sarnia's production facility. And one of Canada's most successful and celebrated rock musicians will take the stage at Rock the Park in London this summer. Neil Young will headline the festival on Saturday, July 13th. He'll be joined by his longtime band, Crazy Horse. Alan Doyle of Great Big Sea and the Sheepdogs will also take the stage on the Saturday. Mainly sunny but cool this afternoon. High of plus one, wind chill minus 11. Clear tonight, a low of minus 3 with an overnight wind chill of minus 7. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.